Christians stay even as Haiti aid forces draw down. A case involving religious freedom and discrimination makes it to the U.S. Supreme Court, and an evangelist builds toward his dream of a festival in China. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's been just over a month since the 7.0 earthquake devastated Haiti, and already many have forgotten about this beleaguered country. Compassion International's communications director, Kathy Redmond, says that's frustrating to her.
We've already seen the media turn their attention elsewhere. We need to maintain our focus on it. We can't have ADD when it comes to Haiti. We need to keep our focus on it, and if the media doesn't, then definitely, you know, the church should. Definitely Christians should. We cannot turn our backs on Haiti.
Redmond says Christians have been able to share their faith in the midst of tragedy, but the tragedy will grow as the rainy season hits.
And the rainy season is going to exacerbate the problem. So now we're going to start looking at things like cholera, diseases that we don't even deal with here. And then June comes around, and then that's the hurricane season. What we're really looking at is the possibility of a real pile-on to the people in Haiti.
Compassion needs your ongoing support. Next, the United States Supreme Court will hear a case in April with big repercussions on religious freedom and First Amendment rights. At issue are the rights to community, faith, and non-discrimination policies at public universities. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship joined their voice to the chorus of concern in the case. InterVarsity's Alec Hill says, should the case go against them,
basically the religious groups would be kicked off campus. It seems to me to run right in the face of what America stands for as a marketplace of ideas.
And what would happen to their ability to share Christ?
It would make our lives and that of the students in the ministry a lot harder. We wouldn't be able to contact the freshmen. We wouldn't be able to set up our tables at freshman orientation.
Keep praying. Hill says they are optimistic.
We are very hopeful about the outcome of this decision. We have every reason to believe the Supreme Court will make the right decision, and that actually will then create a bulwark against the erosion.
More of this case's details are available at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Evangelist Luis Palau has invested years of building relationships in China so that one day he can go in to do an open-air festival with the government's approval. His son, Kevin Palau, calls it a labor of love.
So far, the answer is a polite no, not yet.
Palau's efforts have gradually led to more opportunities to preach. Right now, their team is getting ready for a campaign March 20th at the Chung Yi Church in Hangzhou, a church that seats over 5,000 people. The potential is huge.
They're hoping to use some screens and overflow outdoors and have 20,000 people listening to the good news, and Dad would share it just like he would at a festival anyplace, with an open opportunity to respond to the gospel.
Pray for open doors.
Pray that as Dad keeps building relationships with government officials, he would have the chance to keep challenging them for greater freedom and to allow God's people to worship and especially evangelize.
Next, as human rights attorneys continue to suffer in China, the U.S. is finally speaking up. Carolyn Lamb, president of the American Bar Association, recently wrote a letter to U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. China Aid Association says the letter cites four cases of mistreated human rights defenders in China, including Gao Zhejing, who's been missing for over a year. This could be a step needed to bring justice to lawyers who defend the rights of Christians. And it's just larger than Tennessee. Only a little over 2% of its population are evangelical believers. Bulgaria is easily overlooked, but its people are ripe for harvest. Many Bulgarians are open to the gospel, but there aren't enough Christians to explain it to them. Greater Europe Mission wants you to first pray for Bulgaria, then to consider working as a teacher, a businessman, or a number of other things there. To be a part of God's work in Bulgaria, visit our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on our broadcast today, go to our website or call 1-800-995-4828. You can now receive MNN Daily at your personal email address, and it's free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.